sexual things, it's like a it's a weird slippery slope.
Well, unless she's fucking the pool boy. Welcome to the Governor's Ball. Chance the Rapper perform?
Chance the Rapper perform with Gambino at the Governor's Ball this year. And they, I think Gambino sort of announced like a EP between the two of them.
Mm. What's the Governor's Ball for?
It's New York. It's a New York fest.
It's not for governors?
It's not
like the White event. House Correspondents Dinner?
Yeah, because Gambino is playing the White House Correspondents
I was like, why is Chance the Rapper like,
yeah.
Listen here, Republicans? Entertainment for the night is Chance the Rapper.
I imagine all festivals are named after historical things that have actually
happened.
What's Coachella? What was the real Coachella event? Is that an unknown battle?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the Battle of Coachella.
The Battle of Coachella. Before Custer's Last Stand was the Battle of Coachella. Where everyone was on peyote.
Yeah,
hey,
and
Josh.
Dancing. Hey, Brandon.
How's it going?
Good, man.
It's nice to see you.
Good seeing you. I'm repping Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara.
Welcome to the city.
Yeah.
Today's show is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We've already heard the third voice, so we should not waste any time introducing
Patty.
Buddy.
Patty.
Patrick.
Patty Mulbs.
Hi.
I don't know your last name. What is it? Mulligans?
Moleburger.
More burgers?
Moleburger.
Do you ever get the nickname More Burgers?
No, I had Moldy Burger.
Moldy Burger?
Growing up. Patrick Moldy Burger.
Shit. Then you would eat a Moldy Burger and be like,
yeah, it was my own fault because I only ate old cheeseburgers for lunch.
Seconds into this and we're already on some just tragic, that's terrible. You have to go through that.
Isn't Patty Moleburger the same as like Patty like blue cheese hamburger? Because blue cheese is technically moldy cheese, right?
Yeah, but you don't go to a restaurant and order moldy cheese.
Yeah, can I get the moldy cheese burger, please?
I'm just saying, like,
moldy cheese.
Maybe it was a compliment.
Oh,
like
that's not the way I meant it when I was saying it earlier.
It's not the way.
Also, not the way middle schoolers were thinking.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, saying Kim was being mean when he called me a moldy burger.
I am such a jerk. I went and prepared Pat's and I's beverages. I forgot your glass of water, Josh. I'm going to take the headphones off and do it. Just keep rolling.
You're giving the show to me?
Yeah, I'm giving you the reins for at least of 45 seconds or so. So you better...
45 seconds? All right, I got 45 seconds of material. You got this? So black people, right?
As soon as my headphones...
Oh, no. I don't know how to respond.
Oh man, yeah. Give me that glass of water. Is that a clean glass?
Yeah.
I want to point out that Brandon said he prepared my drinks.
Yeah, it's one glass.
He poured one glass of wine and kept all of the other glasses with him.
That's because you have to wait. I get to start now, but
yeah.
No, I'm gonna pour you up. This is
ocean water, right? That's Santa Barbara ocean water. Straight. I haven't even had whiskey.
There's no difference between the water that you're drinking down there and the water you're drinking up here.
It's a big difference. It's much bluer water up
it's
here.
It's all stolen, and you can't keep referencing the ocean water as because we're not drinking.
No, well.
And you shouldn't drink that. In case you are drinking ocean water, please stop.
I don't know. I've never been near the ocean.
And the reason that I poured one glass of wine is because I really like the way it sounds when you pour liquids
mm-hmm.
and the way it sounds when you record it.
Yeah.
You know there are sound effects libraries for that. You could honestly have a loop all day.
I was kind of afraid of having you fucking you video dudes like here, because like you guys like fabricate pretty much
everything.
Everything that we see on a screen.
I don't know if you know this, but every sound effect in a movie is just produce being broken.
Yeah,
it's just carrots and celery, and everything can be made by snapping produce in front of a microphone.
Could you give me a surprising example then? Actually, wait, before we get on that, we should pour, and we should talk a little bit more about why Pat's even in my living room talking into a microphone like he deserves it.
Honestly, I'm not even sure why Pat's in your living room talking
into a microphone. You brought
him here. I did bring him. He was in my car, and we talked, and it was weird. We got memes.
Do you talk the entire time?
We talk most of the ride.
I can't do it.
What do you
do? Shut the fuck up in my car.
Wow, really?
Well, you turn down the music and you're just like, so you want to talk about these rocks that we're passing by? I mean, yes. It's.
Oh, I don't want to go on a road trip with you.
I have been traveling by myself for so long that I'm just annoyed with my own thoughts at this point.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear anything.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You mean you just listen to Turn Down for what on repeat and then just talk about life and things? I don't know.
Brandon is urinating, as you can hear.
That's like the worst like wine pour. You didn't even do like a twist. Where's the white glove?
There's a bit of cork in my glass as well.
Man. Yeah, Jesus.
Your fingers in the wine, and
you just ate the cork.
You just ate the cork. You don't eat cork.
You're not supposed to do that.
No, no.
You don't leave like a little bit of the cork in the here, Pat. Josh is unable to indulge this fine Sunday, so Pat and I are gonna get our glass on here. Mm. And
how's that wine?
Today is a switch. I know we haven't even. It's wine today.
Yeah, we're in Santa Barbara now.
My body cannot handle whiskey at this moment, so I needed something a little lighter.
Yeah, we're in wine country-ish.
We're in wine country, and we can thank. Bogle Vineyards, would you say? Bogle?
I don't know. Maybe Bogle.
Bogle.
Mm-hmm.
Got it from the. Got a suggestion from a young woman working at World Market. Cost World Market. Have you heard of that?
Cost World Market.
Cost Market it's World.
Cost Plus World Market.
Cost,
right?
Cost Plus. What?
It's a few adjectives. Vaguely related to shopping.
Oh, okay. It's not Whole Foods.
Cost World.
No. It's like a...
Smaller IKEA.
Smaller. Like a... Not a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Kmart, maybe?
No, but it's nicer than a Kmart.
It's definitely not a Kmart.
Okay, they don't have blue light specials.
There's nothing nicer than a Kmart. Most of my clothes from high school came from Kmart, and I look fucking good. Right? My, like, suede... Button downs in different forms of yellow.
Did you have some sweet Fila kicks?
Oh, I had big men's jeans and suede.
Did your pants. Kmart have a Little Caesars inside?
Yes, it did. Of course it did. Why do you think I was in the big men's jeans?
I feel like Little Caesars probably like spearheaded the Kmart experience.
They're yeah,
like, I remember.
Well, Kmart brought back the Little Caesars. It seemed like the Hot and Ready's.
Yeah, but now Little Caesars is its own thing.
Yeah, it's its own thing.
It wasn't for a while.
It wasn't for a while. I grew up with Little Caesars, though, and then it disappeared. Mm, and then it came back with the Hot and Ready's and the Hot and Ready wings. $5.
There's... the Hot and Ready wings are just... It's just like a bowl of...
Grease
like,
and kind of chicken.
Yeah, grease and slightly more thick...
Mm-hmm.
Material. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure if chicken was involved.
Yeah. They don't taste very good, but, you know, crazy bread is delicious.
You have any, what's your memories of Kmart, Pat? Josh, I know you so well. Like, we need
there
to
was,
get...
We took music lessons, my whole family and I.
At Kmart?
At Kmart.
It was next to the
in the dressing rooms? Yeah. There was your practice
room? We would just go into the aisle with all the balls and... I just remember they used to have, like a giant shelf of like bouncy balls, but they had like bungee cords for the like jail bars or whatever. And when you were a kid, you would show how strong you were by like pulling the bars and letting all the balls roll over the aisle.
Yeah.
We'd always scream like jailbreak.
Was it we or was it just you?
It was me. And there's my brother like looking at me being like, we're in public, Patrick.
Wait, so you had an... I'm assuming that since your brother was upset that you have an older brother.
I have an older brother.
More mature than
and I have a younger sister.
Oh, okay.
And we took music lessons at a place called Music and Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Good and name. It's still there, I think. I think, yeah, it was just kind of like a chain music store, but mm-hmm. you did music lessons. And it was next to a Kmart. And that's why when I would take music lessons, my mom would like walk around the Kmart to kill time for 25 minutes.
Jeez, killing time in a Kmart. I mean, after the second time, that's got to be.
Yeah, she started bringing a book and staying in the car.
There you go.
She'd seen everything you can see. It went out of business, though, when I was...
The Kmart?
Or the music place.
The Kmart.
Oh, yeah. Okay. A lot of Kmarts went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you guys ever go to Walmart at, 2 in the morning and hang out?
That's okay.
Is that a white trash thing to do?
I've hung out at a department store, twice to realize, I don't want to hang out.
I did that a lot in high school. Go to Walmart.
Why?
It was nothing open at 2 a.m. It was Waffle House, there was Steak and Shake, and there was Walmart.
Both of the first two sound much better than Walmart.
Yeah, but you can't do anything at Waffle House.
What are you doing at 2 a.m. in high school? Why aren't you in bed? Why aren't you at home?
I was out.
I had a curfew. Did you not have a curfew?
Come on.
No?
The streets?
You definitely had a curfew.
Yeah, I mean, I had a curfew early in high school.
Yeah.
And then later in high school, my parents were like, he doesn't care. We don't care.
We didn't have a Walmart near us.
Oh.
So the only place open was the Double T Diner.
Mm.
And it's since been under new management because, I remember one time we had this really bad experience. We were there and, the owner was really mean towards all the girls at our table. It was, midnight and he was just, really mean. And then,
he, singled out the women at
the
table.
Yeah, he was really singling out these, That's just taking out years of anger on his wife on a 15-year-old field hockey player who's
it's wrong, man.
And then but what you don't realize is that 15-year-old field hockey player is probably connected somehow to local government. So then
yeah, right.
You know, they all got investigated and now it's under new management.
Fuck.
It's great.
The Double T Diner.
It's still when I go home the only place open 24/7. Well, no,
Let's talk about home. Where is home? I don't know where you're going. At this point, the Double T Diner just exists.
There are two of them.
Oh, okay. So I mean, they must have been doing well at some point. We gotta split up this traffic.
Yeah. Well, there's one closer to Baltimore, and there's one in my town.
Where is your town?
I'm from Ellicott City, Maryland.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's halfway between Baltimore and DC.
Word.
It's the stereotypical suburbia.
Mm.
Right outside of Baltimore where The Wire was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys were reading about The Wire on the news.
Mm-hmm. We were reading, and then
because The Wire happened before it became a hit.
That was a documentary, right?
Yeah. Shit was.
No, it wasn't. It was fictional.
Are you sure?
It's been fiction. Yeah, it was a documentary, but it was much worse. No, so I grew up in just the most stereotypical suburban town, and it was a very good school district, and it was about 35% to 40% Asian growing up.
Okay.
So now the only other place open 24/7 is Korean barbecue place.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That is absolutely.
Except from Sunday, they close from 5 a.m. till 7 a.m. to reset. And I assume just pick bodies off the ground. cleaning up the street after a night of drug deals. Everyone is too karaoke'd out. So they sweep them off the floor and then reopen.
I'm wondering if they're kind of how at closing times at bars when you're just trying to. Do you guys hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like something's dying.
There is a screaming animal.
There is something screaming for its life.
Screaming intensifies.
I wanna say one of us has left to investigate, but we're all just casually hanging out.
Yeah, we hear this screaming that no one else can hear.
Right, well, it'll either stop screaming or die. That's, so we'll figure it out.
That's kind of what life is like now, though, right? I mean...
We just could investigate, but...
How much terrible shit movies. Goes on, and you're well, I gotta finish Harry Potter.
It'll stop.
I think we've been told growing up not to call 911 so much. Like, don't prank on 911. Yeah. But the other day I saw a real reason to call 911. There was a motorcyclist hit by a car in front of me, like on the freeway, just off the bike, terrible mess. And I was like, oh, I wonder if I'm bothering someone if I call 911. Like, who isn't getting through because I'm calling 911? Because they always tell you, like, if you call 911 on like a joke, someone will die.
Yeah.
It's right, like put absolutely. Into your brain in elementary school.
I just don't like police or safety or
you know, you don't like the like the fire department?
No, I don't like really like the fire department. Well, although when people ask me what I do for a living, I tell them I'm a firefighter.
Yeah, you're a volunteer firefighter.
Yeah. That's how I feed my cats and
are you a volunteer firefighter?
No, man, I couldn't.
Come on, look at him. You think you can lift a hose?
I can barely start a fire.
I just want to point out I did call 911.
Yeah, good. Okay, like so that person didn't die because of you.
No.
Well.
I assumed far too much with that. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I pulled over and I called 911. And by the time I finished the 911 call and got out of the car, there was like a million other cars that stopped. The motorcyclist was like up and walking.
Whoa.
And there was a million people there. And I was like,
everything's going
to
be
fine. It had taken like 2 minutes for me to do the call and report all the information. And all the other cars involved had stopped. And so I was like, well, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Because people handled it, so I left.
Right.
And then, like, 2 days later, the police called for, like, a statement. And I was like, oh, yeah, I gave him my statement. I was like, I mean, they're okay, right? And the guy was like, honestly, no. And he wouldn't tell me what happened.
Is that how he answered, honestly?
Like, yeah, it was like, weird. Like,
well, yeah, I'd want the honest answer to the question.
He was like, well, not really. And I felt horrible.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, he should. He should
feel really bad.
I mean, you weren't going to do anything.
I wasn't going to. I mean, like, if they could
not save their life, potentially.
I can do CPR. I'm CPR.
Yeah, but if they're up walking around, you weren't going to be able to, like.
I'm not. Look, there were no bones. There was no blood.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't, like.
You mean the bones that you could see?
So who's fucked up? Is it the car? Like, really? Well,
no, the motorcycle.
She's not doing well. The car.
Yeah, the motorcycle. that Mazda 6 got fucked.
I don't know if you guys have given statements to the police before.
I just told
Brandon.
You.
he sees a cop car and runs the other way.
Brandon, you shouldn't do that.
I was nervous about calling about a theft at my place.
Yeah, they make you feel. It was you. Police oftentimes make you feel bad for being like if I've been mugged, and they make me feel bad for being mugged.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why were you out at night? Well, I'm allowed to. I no longer have a curfew. It is my neighborhood. Like, why do you have money on you? Well, because I'm allowed to.
And I bought tacos.
Yeah, people mugged me, and they weren't allowed to do that. Let's focus on that.
Yeah. Right.
So, what did happen?
Well, I gave my statement, and then if you do this, they like ask you like which car did the motorcyclist hit first? And you're like, the left one. And they're like, nope, it was the right. And it's like, oh, no. I feel like I'm like failing a test.
Yeah.
Right.
And could you please stand there? We're going to come to arrest you for, you know, having a wrong statement.
Yeah. It was just because they then tell you, like, you don't have to talk to the insurance companies that they call. Because motorcycle accidents, they're weird because motorcyclists can merge lanes.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go between the lanes. But they have to do it at a safe speed. And so it's about determining, was the motorcyclist going too fast between traffic? But the person that hit them merged lanes without putting on their blinker.
Mm-hmm.
So they just went like, just changed lanes and sideswiped the motorcyclist. And so the big thing was that car was saying they had their turn signal on. And I was the witness to say that they didn't have their turn signal on.
Mm. Right.
And like, I want to make everyone happy. So I'm kind of like, they didn't, but they probably really wanted to. And like, maybe they had a bad morning. And I'm like justifying this terrible thing.
What time of day was it?
It was on my commute to work.
Oh, shit.
It was like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, 2 in the morning. Yeah, I leave because Los Angeles traffic takes me 7 days to get to the office.
Yeah. And then you just live there for a week.
Oh, it was terrible. It was this worst, like the worst week of work, too. And like, I just showed up. My boss was like, are you ready for this week? And I just looked like, I just like thought I saw someone die, and I was like, "No, I'm not doing well, man."
For sure. Now the mean streets of I didn't have a similar experience on a LA highway, but I did. By the way, Highway, expressway, freeway. Do you guys, which
there
one?
Highway.
What do you say?
Highway.
It's okay. A highway. The freeway is a different thing.
Highway. All right. Good. We'll sing. Mm-hmm. We'll sing soon, Patrick. There is.
You promised me singing, Brad.
This singing segment.
You said singing would happen.
You showed up so excited. I can just tell. It's just go. Just every minute. Just like
every minute. I'm not singing. It's devastating.
Just drink more of your wine, and everything will get better. Is what I say to dates.
Wow, what? That's dark.
I'm going to leave.
Dark. It's 4 in the afternoon. Very light day out.
It's 5.
So I was on the, one of the highways and...
Freeways.
I was on one of the freeways.
Expressways?
I was on one of the expressways and...
First of all, you can drive.
Yeah.
That's debatable.
I'm notoriously a bad driver.
Yeah.
Notorious only to myself. Like
you almost killed 2 skateboarders today and an old woman, and you pulled out in front of a white car because you were trying to find directions on your phone.
Is
anyone see our baby?
Is that child in my house?
Brandon, do you have a baby?
It's Father's Day.
I forgot to wish you Happy Father's Day.
Time to let you guys know,
Brandon. Happy Father's Day, buddy.
I've been raising 3 children. For several months.
Wow. Are they yours?
Define, like...
Well, I mean, ownership. You own them, but are they yours?
I mean, I bought them.
Oh,
now,
are they...
Now, as if
where are they from?
Various, you know, like, southern states. You know,
like Louisiana. Alabama?
Yeah, Alabama.
You bought a nice Alabama baby?
Right. About every like, 4 months, I rent a S10... I can't.
There is a child dying outside, and none of us. Now we're looking. Can we at least admit we're looking?
Is anyone else getting hungry?
Oh my god!
So I had a shitty time on an LA Express high freeway.
Freeway.
And the reason I had a shitty time is because there was
because there was a baby dying.
Should I close the window? Like, I don't think.
Well, first we should look. Okay. Maybe it's coming from this side, from behind me.
We should pause
the recording.
We'll handle this situation and then continue. Oh no! I just smacked my microphone. I'm all out of whack.
Oh no!
You guys back in your ears?
I'm back
in your ears.
I haven't removed myself from anything.
So
yeah, you just kind of sat there while we were.
Well, yeah, I know better.
While we were saving that baby.
Yeah, you didn't save a baby.
I mean,
the baby was already saved.
To update our listeners, there was a party going on next door.
Yeah,
where they were murdering babies.
It's not murder if it's like a sacrifice.
It's they're sacrificing babies.
I'm just saying, how don't you invite your neighbors when you're going to be harming children?
I'm telling you, man, Santa Barbara is not a nice place.
Yeah, dude. Santa Barbara's a weird place.
In L.A., if you're murdering babies, you're inviting everyone.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
It's an
event. You guys remember that very overly tanned exercise guy on the trampoline outside of his house just bouncing?
Oh, my gosh. There was a man
who
was shirtless and in short shorts.
Yeah.
And on a trampoline, like just...
He was like
bouncing 2 inches and flexing.
I don't think he was lifting off of the trampoline. He was just doing that preemptive, you know.
Oh. Your microphone.
This is so far not.
This is not the most professional.
We are very professional.
How do we start over? Is there a reset button?
Anyway, so this man was in very good shape. Right?
I don't know.
What do you think good shape is?
He was very muscular. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, but it wasn't like muscles. It was kind of like...
like leftover muscles.
Yeah.
From a different era.
Mm-mm.
When you've been overcompensating for years, you have the residue from it.
Yeah, but he was looking good.
He had like cigar smoker muscles. You know what I mean? Like
no, please elaborate.
When men smoke a lot of cigars, like they form a certain body type, and he had that body type.
Uh-huh.
Like, because you're angry when you're smoking cigars. So
yeah,
you're like,
so you have all the
face so you have stretch. These like weird muscles from like
flexing all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Clenching your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
find that series right next to Prison Pumped. Cigar.
Cigar Pumped.
Well, no, you gotta get the alliteration in there. So
cigar.
Sizzling cigar.
Get a cigar chest.
Cigar chest. That's close.
Yeah.
We'll tape. We'll try to get there.
Yeah.
Figure it out if someone thinks of one.
Yeah.
And I don't want to tell the story about the I saw a dog die on the freeway.
Whoa, man. We had a wow.
I know.
That's where that was going?
It was so fucking rough. Yeah.
Man.
There was a dog with a cone around its head.
Oh.
Wandering, so small.
Like a traffic cone? or like a surgery cone. Or like even better, an ice cream cone. So you know that dog was so happy before that. He was just like eating this sugar cone.
I assure you that dog felt many things, but happiness was not among them.
Did it jump out like of a window?
What? I have no idea. Like, this dog was just on the 10 and...
Well, he was merging.
He didn't have his signal on.
Yeah, well, he just come off of Overland. He's head into a Kings game.
I mean, sometimes dogs take on human form and, you know, rent.
Those are werewolves. Those are werewolves.
Wait.
This is actually a good thing.
Is there a story about a dog that turns into a human and not the other way around?
A dog that turns... I don't know.
Like the Shaggy Dog movie?
Oh, God.
Isn't Tim Allen?
Robert Downey Jr.?
Was Robert Downey Jr. the voice of the dog?
No, he was the lawyer character / best friend.
That was before he had like a career.
Well, it was before he had his comeback. He had a career, then he lost it, then he got it back.
Yeah, before he had that Iron Man.
Can you call Shaggy a career?
Hey, it was a paycheck.
Heard. Feel that.
Yeah.
So
that baby's still alive, right?
The baby's alive.
Cool.
The motorcycle guy is not, and...
Oh, no, I mean...
Well, it was a woman, and she's, I think, okay. I think she's alive. I think she probably, like, was fucked up.
Yeah, and then the dog with the ice cream cone.
And, yeah, and he...
He didn't make it.
He did not make it. So, fuck, man, I...
Are you sure?
Yes.
I've seen Homeward Bound. Dogs and cats could do amazing things.
I will tell you why I know it is not alive.
Oh, my, because you ran it over?
No, it's, like, it's worse. I see the dog. And I have about 4 seconds to decide, like, am I going to do the actions that makes this not what is current?
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I going to intervene? I decide yes. And I pull over to the shoulder, and I'm walking back to the dog.
Oh, no.
No.
I reach the dog.
And the dog is not...
The dog sees me and, like, he's on a fucking highway. Like, no.
Like, on the shoulder?
Yeah.
He's made it to the shoulder.
We're both on the... Well, yeah, if he was in, like, the lanes, it would have been over a lot sooner. But he was on the shoulder.
Dodging shit.
He was probably doing fine without me. But yeah. I saw the cone. I saw, like, okay, just get the dog. Like,
yeah.
Step one, get dog. I don't know what the fuck step two is. And I'm approaching it, and I'm trying to gain its, like, immediate trust. Like, I'm not going to make any swift movements, but you gotta get with me, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm saving your life.
Yeah, exactly. I've got two legs. Like, I got arms.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You're doing the, like, come to me.
Yeah.
Like, making noises. Yeah.
Did not happen.
No.
Did it run into the street?
Yes.
Oh.
Did you scare it into the street?
I think that I didn't help it.
Oh.
The dog gets into the street.
You don't see what happens next, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm watching, dude. I'm like,
no.
And
how are you not like in therapy right now?
It's
a dog.
We've talked about this being therapy, and it is also just a dog.
But...
The cone. Now I keep thinking ice cream cone.
If it had a traffic cone, maybe the car would have swerved around it. Like in Toy Story, when they all have traffic cones and they direct traffic.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
No, so what was interesting, though, was at that point, there were people passing by. People were slowing down.
Right.
Because there was a guy outside of his fucking car, and there's a dog. Mm-hmm. But, of course, some people are, like, driving to work. Like, I don't know what the fuck. I don't
fucking care about this goddamn dog.
And a guy in a Cadillac.
No, of course he's in a fucking Cadillac.
I know. I remember. Fucking douchebag, man. Just demolishes this.
Does he stop?
He kind of.
He slows down.
He slows down
after he hits it?
Yeah, but keeps driving.
And then he's like, nah.
Yeah.
Did you get blood on your face?
No, it wasn't. Like, the dog was really tiny. And actually, there wasn't a lot of blood at all. It just, like, pretty much ruined the dog's, like, neck. But when I was, like, watching this happen, like, of course, I put my, like, hands over my mouth. I'm like, you know, just, fuck, like, I'm trying not to do this. And I see another person see me. They saw the whole thing happen.
Yeah.
And they are just like, holy shit, that dude's dog just died. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, they had like, and they're just like driving by. I'm like, what, like, I should have probably just kept driving.
No, I think what you did was admirable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would not have done that because I would have been afraid to, like, upset traffic.
Yeah, get out of the car.
It was like 2 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and it was right after I just bombed an audition. So, yeah.
Bombed an audition?
I bombed the fuck out of an audition, yeah.
Is this the...
The tattoo?
The tattoo show?
The tattoo show,
yeah. Oh my God. That was not that long ago.
Yeah, this was recent.
You auditioned for a tattoo show?
To
be what?
I didn't say no to the idea of me coming in to... not read, but like it's like a reality show, and so I was approached outside of a Barnes and Nobles by a person who said, "Do you like tattoos?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And after a little bit of talking, he wanted me to come by this place to audition.
Oh my God.
A reality show.
You took off your clothes.
Did you have to take off your clothes?
It was like the second time that I've ended up sucking.
You gotta finish that sentence, man.
Money out of a hose.
Yeah.
But it was like, yeah. I bombed the audition, and I was on the way back home. This is like 2 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I need a
dog days of summer. Yeah, like, summer.
I need a wind.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Pat.
So dark in here right now.
It is. We need to lighten this up.
Can we talk about how recently I've rediscovered crossing my legs? And it's comfortable.
Mm.
And growing up, well, we kind of feel like we grew up in the last age of, like, people being called gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Oh,
all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, you can't cross your legs. It means you're gay.
Yeah.
So if you like cross your legs like this, or if you looked at your nails like this.
Yeah.
With
or like this with the folded.
This was.
I thought this was straight.
This no, because this is how girls do it. If you don't bend your fingers, that meant you were gay. But if you do this, anyway, whatever the test was, I always failed.
Uh-huh. Well, the test always changed for you.
The test always changed. Yeah. No matter what, they'd be like, "What's your name?" Like, Patrick, gay. Yeah. It's a gay test. You failed.
Would they call you gay moldy burger?
Gay moldy burger.
Gay moldy burger.
Ugh. And then Seinfeld did an episode about how, like, men cross... Or some show did an episode or something, and it was like men cross their legs
at the calf.
At the calf, like right ankle. About the ankle, and women do it the whole way.
Yeah,
and that really stuck with me.
Yeah,
and then recently, I've been doing it like this, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's much more comfortable.
Just got to get the full Monty.
Yeah, for the record, now I'm gay.
Yeah, so 100%
exactly. Gay.
So that's how it works.
It's how it works.
That's people how you catch it.
Kept kissing guys, and they kept calling me gay. It's like, what the? You guys will just call anything gay.
But this is kind of the highlight of my life now, crossing my legs.
Wow, is that...
When you get to... Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
It's great.
Being the highlight of your life.
Did you cross your legs in the car on the way up? Do you cross your legs in the car?
No, I have very long legs. I can't really cross my legs in the car.
I can't do anything in a car. Like, both feet have to be firmly planted on the ground.
Yeah.
Because I'm terrified of an accident where I lose my legs.
Really?
Kind of. Not that like a planted feet are gonna change anything if like the front of the car is ripped off.
Yeah, do you know how car accidents work, man?
But like if your legs are folded, there's much more of a chance of breaking a limb.
Mm-hmm. Or if you have like your feet hanging out the window.
I can't. Oh, one? Like when girls.
I can.
They're like got their feet out on the window. Oh.
Dude, I immediately just think like something's going to chop them off. Like,
yeah.
I've seen enough movies to know there was a truck and it's going to be an inch away from us and your foot is gone.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you seen the girls like driving with one foot out the window and then the other one's on the.
Yeah.
On the pedal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that scares me.
Applying makeup.
Also, like, impressive.
Eating a Subway sandwich.
Yeah.
Why are you driving?
No, they're not eating bread. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not eating bread. Subway. They're eating sushi.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, if you were just driving and eating sushi, but, like, you still had your, like, wasabi, and you're like, mixing it up, and you're having ginger in between each bite.
Yeah.
If someone's having hot sake, you don't want to spill any of it.
Yeah. Right. I don't know any of these references in the bad sushi.
What? The more I learn about you, the more I dislike you.
I mean, Josh, there's just some things that you like should start doing.
Would you? What? Would you try sushi?
Yeah.
What if we got like? Would you try like a piece of sushi?
Yeah.
What if we had sushi after this?
Yeah.
Yeah. We live. You live in a good place for sushi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just
live near the water.
You can get like a teriyaki, but less a little bit of sushi to try it. You just banned me.
Well, wait. Do you like rice?
I like rice.
Do you like
fish?
Some fish.
Salmon?
Do you like avocado? Like,
no.
All right. Back off.
Yeah, sorry.
Do you like cream cheese?
Yeah, it's fine.
And salmon?
I'm not a big salmon eater.
Do you like lox?
No.
Do you like...
That's the same thing as salmon.
Sriracha?
No.
Do you like sriracha?
No. I mean, it's fine.
Do you like mayonnaise?
No. Is that a thing in sushi?
Do you like salmon?
We went over that.
Do you like salmon?
We are going to get Josh to say that he likes salmon by the
I end. Fucking love salmon, guys.
Now that I think about it, it's my favorite food.
Yeah, I eat salmon every day.
See how that works?
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think sushi's for me.
Does
I don't also don't like saying sushi.
I don't like you. You shun everything before you try it.
No, that's not true.
Well, let's talk about swimming and bike riding and sushi.
Uh-huh.
It was
camping.
Camping.
I'm going to go camping.
You
I'm
are going.
I'm going to go camping with you, Pat.
I know.
And I'm gonna hate
You're
it.
You're gonna hate every second.
Every second
could
of
you,
it.
Could
but
you
I'm
bring
gonna do
sushi
it.
On the camping.
I bring two things when I go camping: a good map and a lot of California rolls.
Yeah. Do we need a map?
We don't. We have no idea what we're doing. This is the last podcast because we're all going to die at Yosemite.
Well, I mean, I will.
Brandon will keep it on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going camping with you. Yeah. I just don't like going camping with camping virgins. It's just a shitty time. You
gotta, what?
I have been camping before.
I know. I'm not. Well, I'm looking
I'm
at
I'm just
you.
Terrible at it.
I'm gonna be great.
Do you do a lot of camping, Brandon?
I have camped. We talked a little bit about this
in person.
In person, but also on the last episode.
Yeah,
Dad and the troop and shit.
Yeah.
Which actually, my brother hit me up and confirmed that we were Troop 50.
Troop 50.
And my dad was the troop leader.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was not talking out of the old.
This is a Boy Scout troop.
Yeah, Boy Scout troop.
Not like the Black Panther troop.
Could you imagine the
Black Panther camping.
If like you're the leader of the Black Panther troop was somebody's dad because they volunteered and they could bring snacks every week.
Yeah.
If like military social change organizations were like, you know, serious like different organizations, if the leadership was determined by Little League rules.
Oh
yeah.
It was like who had the van so they could carry all the gear.
Right, exactly.
That guy is the head
of Al-Qaeda. You know, Joe has the best cooler. I just don't understand why we have to keep using these subpar coolers for all our Capri Suns.
Yeah.
When Joe Capri could just bring Suns. It every week.
Marge was the leader of the suffrage movement because she had an orange tree and everyone loved orange slices. But then like your mom is the leader and so everyone thinks you're going to be the best feminist. Because your mom's the coach.
It's that damn nepotism.
Yeah. Our my Little League coach, his son, got in trouble because he shot the other pitcher with Nerf guns during the game.
Oh, that started
off. You paused at the wrong point.
I know. I realized it, and then I got uncomfortable. Yeah. Right now, I'm very uncomfortable. I want to delete and start from the beginning.
Oh, you can't do that.
Reset.
No, okay. No, wait. Pat. Yes, we will reset. I promise.
Wake me up. Inception, wake me up.
I'll get
you. Oh, I was thinking the other Seether? No.
Avenged Seven Seether?
Wake me up!
Linkin Park.
Before it's come too long.
Oh.
I can't wake up!
That's an Evanescence?
Evanescence. I was like, circling around it.
Other horrible bands from the early 2000s.
Horrible.
That song was huge.
They marked history with that song.
Did they? History?
Their
middle school
history.
Our middle school wives.
They enhanced my iTunes library.
About
yours. Yeah. All right. I mean, right next to Flyleaf, things were going.
Things were great. Bench Sevenfold.
Savage Garden.
Should we talk about fathers? For Father's Day. Because Brandon was leading towards it because his dad was the leader of the scout troop.
You're right.
Yeah. And my dad was the leader of the Black Panther. I think people got confused.
You're right. Yeah.
Pat's the master of the segue here. But should we talk about fathers?
Should we talk about father?
Talking about Evanescence, man.
Exactly. How could you interject fathers into Evanescence and Flyleaf? I don't know.
Because Evanescence never, they stopped.
They stopped having fathers.
They stopped. They had Bring Me to Life, and they had a slow ballad.
Yeah.
And they were featured on the Daredevil soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And then they disappeared.
Yeah, well, then they came back.
10 million albums sold.
And then they came back. They're back, yeah. They're always back.
Amy Lee was the singer, right?
Amy Lee was the singer.
She had a solo career.
I don't know about that, but she was with the dude from Saliva, right? Didn't they do a bunch of songs together?
I thought her band was Saliva. I honestly don't know, man. All those haircuts and all the same.
So we should talk about fathers, right? It's Father's Day. It's Father's Day.
Do you guys think our dads would get along based on what we know about each other?
Well, I know our dads would get along because they met.
Yeah.
My dad would get along.
Well, your dad, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, my dad's the best. He would get along with both your dads.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We should set up a dad date.
Yeah, we should set up a
My dad does not live near your dad.
Yeah. Well, he'll drive through when he's moving.
He's moving.
Out west.
So my dad is not going to take a day trip to Columbus to hang with two dads he's never met.
I would like you to ask. I would still like you to ask.
Hey, Dad. What are you doing tomorrow? I have two dads who are ready to meet you. What would our dads do? What is a hobby all three of them have in common?
Sports ball?
They go to unsuccessful sons.
Oh, wow.
No.
That's not a hobby. That's a triumph.
They have three sons that are across the damn country.
This is also not a hobby. This is not something they would do.
Are the coolest people in their workplace because they get to talk about their sons that live in California.
Yeah.
Los Angeles. Oh.
Los Angeles.
Your son must be a movie star. I bet he knows all the celebrities. My dad works at a debutante ball. Southern debutante ball.
What would our parents do?
Is that fucking real?
No.
What?
Baseball? Would they go to a game?
My dad doesn't really watch sports.
Would he go to a baseball game, though?
He would go. He wouldn't.
Maybe.
He's not going to.
Would your dad play billiards?
My dad might.
Would your dad? No?
No.
Pat?
Pool halls?
Would they go to church together? My dad wouldn't go to church. No. My dad wouldn't be allowed in the same church.
Keep in mind, my dad is 6'4", so he's kind of a giant. So everything needs to have space for him.
Okay.
My dad's shorter than me, so.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you're going to suggest next, visit a playground or something. My dad's too tall for that.
He's too tall for the monkey bars.
He's too tall. Yeah, if you're going to suggest anything.
Yeah.
Do you guys?
Could they go dancing?
My dad would go dancing.
Really? My dad would not go dancing.
I think my dad would go I think you'd rather go roller skating, maybe.
Oh, is your dad a really good roller skater? Is that what he did in the 70s?
He's a really good roller skater, but you have those memories of things that you find in your grandparents' place or something like that.
Yeah.
I found a picture of my dad on the roller skating rink floor looking exactly like the black caricatures of the fro, the pants, and the one leg,
With one leg out?
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
And that is that's who raised me. Not this guy who was feeding me and taking me fishing and shit. No, it was from now on, when I think of you, that's what happens.
I always think of my dad with like a Jerry curl.
Did he have a Jerry curl?
He had a Jerry curl when I was born. So yeah. I don't remember him with the Jerry curl, but I've seen pictures of him. I've seen pictures with the Jerry curl. So just when I think of my dad, I think of him from 1987 with the Jerry curl.
That's funny because I think of my dad with a Jerry curl. And a roller skating afro.
Wow. So now we know what they would do. They would have like,
now we talk know about what they would do.
Jerry curls and roller skating in the 70s.
Oh, my. No.
Our parents would probably talk about, like, man, we wouldn't be able to hang out when we were growing up. Glad our kids can.
Yeah.
No. In the 70s?
Well, I mean,
yeah. Well, could. Yeah, in the 70s in Ohio. Come on.
My dad kind of grew up in Ohio. For a
what
bit.
Part?
Like near Dayton?
No, yeah, that's
in Maryland. No, my dad would hang out with you. Your dad.
I think I think that's what we're like ending up here is like it would be a awkward 2 hours before someone said I'm gonna fucking leave.
Yeah, yeah. Would our moms hang out? Not that this is Mother's Day, but would our mothers would just like, oh my god, my son's so great. I don't know what voice that is.
Yeah,
it's not my mom's voice. So you're more your mom's voice, right?
Yeah, I think you channeled my mom, which is like, why are you closer with my mom than I am? Like,
Brandon, we just got off the phone with your mom.
Yeah.
She's I worried about you, way, man.
Yeah, she wants you to find a nice lady.
Yeah, settle down.
God. Yeah. Yeah.
Does your mom really want you to find a nice lady? Do you guys get pressure from your parents to, like, settle down?
No, but I've already settled down.
Jesus. And we just witnessed the end of Josh's relationship.
Come on, guys.
Settled. Do you get pressure from your parents, man?
So I don't at all. Actually, I received the opposite of that for a long while through high school and college. It was like, hang out with girls, but like, do not tell me that she is your girlfriend because I'm not into, like, you should have other priorities.
Whoa.
That's nice.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Does your mom, Pat, saying, like, when am I going to have babies?
No, I don't. They don't. Grandkids. They don't pressure me. They good. Don't. Yes. They're good about, like, they will occasionally ask, but otherwise, I don't know. Well, they don't. They're always like, don't be in a rush. Every time we go to, like, a family wedding, they're like, don't be in a rush to have this happen.
Yeah.
But they got married when they were like 30 or 31.
Oh, yeah, wow. That seems like a good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's much later than my parents. My parents were married at like 22 or so. Yeah. And they had me a year or so later.
I really should have the information about when my parents were married. But well, I just. Yeah. Don't you really, just, it's fine. I just don't really care.
Well, it was about 9 months before you were born.
Well, now, as a September 3rd baby, I do. Often think like,
you're a New Year's.
Well, I was thinking
you
like,
were a New Year's baby.
So I'm thinking like, what was it about 1987 that was like, this is the year.
This is the year.
Like, babe, honey. I mean, I know we already have one, but we've already kind of fucked up. So I'm just thinking, what? Dennis is great.
He is great.
Dennis is the name of my brother.
Of your older brother.
Yeah. And he would actually like instigate the tomfoolery at Kmart. Like, he would be like the ringleader, as where your brother was like, don't open that shit. He would like show me how to get like deep inside the ring.
Deep inside, yeah.
The ring of clothing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys ever go to department stores and see how many pins you could find from like the men's suit section?
Wow. No, that sounds like how, like, a fun game.
They would, because you have pins on the shirt.
Yeah, it keeps them folded.
And my brother and I would just collect them. And next time you're at the store and like, trying on stuff, look on the floor and there's hundreds.
Oh.
And it was just like, we would disappear. We would just be like, I have the most pins. And then like, I would find like, oh, you can just take them from the shirts and they don't yell at you. So we would just be like stealing pins, thinking we were rich.
On the Father's Day trend and talking about childhood, I think we should talk about the things that we tried to get away with.
Oh God, I can't do that here. I'll go to jail. All the things. Drug dealing, hustling, stealing cars.
none of these happened.
No, Josh.
Josh
played Grand Theft Auto.
I played the first Grand Theft Auto, and I was killing people.
My mom had so many hoes. Grand Theft Auto, and it was a day of like I should not have gotten this.
Yeah.
Well, I regret this purchase.
Yeah.
And you are going to be an asshole if I take it from you. Yeah. So, great.
I don't know. I got away with... Or I wanted to watch R-rated movies. And I wasn't really allowed to watch R-rated movies.
Yeah.
And so the library at 13, you could check out anything. And so for me, it was like, I could get an R-rated movie, and I would sneak it into my room, and then I would sneak it down into the basement DVD player later.
Oh, okay.
But because my house is, like, thin walls, and, like, it's kind of, like, you can hear when people sneak, and my mom doesn't, like, sleep, so you couldn't watch it at night.
My mom doesn't sleep.
She's like a light sleeper, so okay, you can't sneak out of the house. You can't really sneak down to the basement. So it was a matter of, like, finding a logical excuse to go to the basement to sneak watch an R-rated movie, usually, like, something very tame. It would be just like, oh, my God, I really want to see Schindler's List. I've heard it's amazing, but my, like... Because wow. I loved film.
Yeah, like, I can barely handle that now.
Right, but I wasn't watching, like, nudity. You know what I mean? It wasn't where's, like, the boobs for me. It was like, oh, I've heard this movie's incredible. Mm-hmm. I saw the sizzle reel at the Oscars. And so it's like I'm sneaking Taxi Driver and, like, Schindler's List. Mm-hmm. But, like a boy watching porn. Yeah. Like, immediately able to switch to a different channel with something, like, probably more offensive.
Absolutely. I don't think I would... I didn't sneak movies and stuff, but my dad would... I had another distinct memory that'll just stay with me is we're watching... I think it was Tomorrow Never Dies in theaters. And, I mean, every Bond movie has at least... three boobs in it.
Yeah.
So
side boobs.
Yeah. Never full on.
But you're just sitting there watching a movie and you're like, and you know, there's like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's less clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just feel these big ass hands just like smash like across your forehead and then go over your eyes. You're like,
really?
What? Your dad covered your eyes?
Is that not?
No, my dad never did. I've seen Top Gun like 20 times with my dad.
And, but there's no nudity.
There's no nudity, but there's a very like like silhouette-y.
We've talked about, I can't remember if it's been on this podcast or not, but you've talked about Top Gun and this scene so
long. I don't get why your parents are covering you from not real nudity. Also, all it makes you do is want to see.
Yeah. And then you just sneak it.
What about Titanic? Did you get see the nude scene in Titanic?
I saw that with my mom in theaters.
I didn't watch it with my parents.
Oh, I saw it with my parents. My dad didn't cover my eyes, and then I was uncomfortable because all my friends had mentioned, like, my dad covered my eyes, and my dad didn't. And so then I felt like maybe I should cover my own eyes. I didn't.
I sat behind my parents in the during that movie. So what? My parents were sitting in front of me.
What the fuck is
and
that?
And I sat in the row behind them and watched.
Why?
I don't know.
I heard you panting.
Rewind it.
I missed it. Play it again.
You want to rewind any part of Titanic? Fuck that.
No, like I just like so the glass on the on the window is my the best part.
That's the theme song.
I want you to hold me like Jack does.
Oh my
at
God.
The front of
that's
our boat.
That's really uncomfortable that your dad would cover your eyes. My mom would just turn off the movie.
Yeah, but we were at the theater. We paid like $4.
Oh, then I don't know. My parents were very strict about what they would take me to see.
Oh, sure.
Did you see R-rated movies at a young age?
No. Kind of like Patrick. My parents had a pretty tight class.
What was your first one that they like actively let you watch?
What was Speed rated?
Speed was rated R.
Yeah, Speed was rated R. I saw that in theaters.
Loved every second of that.
In theaters?
Yeah.
I remember Gladiator on DVD. Because it was one of the first movies on DVD I saw.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, this quality is incredible.
Yeah.
And it was R-rated and my mom rented it for me and didn't watch it with me.
Oh, wow. She left you
she
to
was
your
like,
own device.
I heard you might like this. Mm-hmm. And that movie just like blew my mind. It was an R-rated movie. It's crazy violence. It's also really good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, like, yeah, it was great. I was in eighth grade.
I'm having to think that, I'm thinking that parents would actually watch films before letting their kids watch it, which is...
Maybe. Like, I don't know, I watched Die Hard with my dad at a pretty young age. I was probably 5 or 6.
Nice.
So.
Ooh. Well, I'm still shocked that your dad would cover your eyes, because I feel like this is an old point that's made many times, but like we watch so much violence, mm-hmm. and like your parents have let you watch like honestly millions of people get murdered on TV, mm-hmm. and yeah. then like the second there's like Titanic or whatever, it's like a loving scene between yeah. two people who were in love, and it's just like, no, you can't see that.
Yeah.
But later when they're all dying, yeah, like I am letting you watch people freeze to death.
Huh, I hadn't thought of it that way.
And it's just like we're not like, I get if it's like I almost want people to cover your eyes for like the bad sex scenes or like rape or like violence and stuff. But like yeah. instead it's like almost all sex scenes in movies, I would say the majority of them at least, are like loving and like two people coming together and your parents are like, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, 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 no. You watch what happens later when they get caught by the other guy and they both get murdered.
That's real life though.
Like how many people did James Bond kill in Tomorrow Never Dies?
Oh, so fucking many.
Yeah, but he had sex with Terry Hatcher and Michelle Young.
Yeah.
And
maybe Halle Berry.
No, that was in... Come on, that's not Tomorrow Never Dies. Let's Die Another Day.
Whatever. Denise Richards.
Yeah, come on. That's World's Not Enough. Christmas Jones. That's the nuclear name. Physicist.
Yeah.
At the end of that movie, they catch them having sex because they're looking at the heat monitor of yeah. the submarine, and there's like, there's only one body. And then like a third arm comes out, and they're like, oh, Bond. and Brandon's parents were like, cover your eyes, son. There's heathens about.
I just remember how big his fingers felt. His like, my dad has not touched my face. Like,
and they had popcorn on him. You got like, kernels in your eyes.
I hated it for many reasons. Like I'm not seeing the boobs like, that I were I was promised.
Plus, you were like about to have a boner, and then your dad touched you.
He ruined that movie. Wow. I'm realizing like he like I thought it was a touching memory. It's like actually no, just a lot of pain about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if we should be more open to kids seeing like nudity and sexuality portrayed positively.
Yeah.
In movies. Well,
so we should watch like Blue Valentine. Kids should have to watch that, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. Could you talk about it? What is that?
It's very aggressive.
Is it right? Yes. It's.
So you were being facetious.
I was being facetious.
No, but we should like kids should be encouraged to watch movies that portray sexuality in a good way. Like yeah. that movie. Blue is the Warmest Color. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Yeah, the lesbian sex scene.
The three-hour lesbian drama from France. It's yeah. amazing. The sex scenes are kind of the worst part because he shoots them very clinically, and it's kind of weird and uncomfortable the way he shoots it. But like, that's a movie about two people falling in love, and like, it shows good sex scenes, bad sex scenes, like what it's like to discover yourself as yeah. a person. And I'm like, that's an amazing movie. Mm-hmm, but it's like NC-17, don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because like of all the sex, and meanwhile, you know...
No, our culture is yeah. backwards about the way we approach. I mean, like a healthy sex, like a healthy even just what would you call it? A mindset about what's happening to you when you're attracted to somebody
mm-hmm.
is so altered at like the very core.
Yeah, there's like, still something in me where like if there's a sex in a movie, I'm like, is my mom gonna walk in? So like you can imagine like if we're feeling that when we're watching movies, like yeah. imagine the first time you're like close with a girl and you're waiting for your dad's hand. Your dad to be like, don't look, Brandon.
Yeah, it felt like that mostly because I had a basement room. So I actually had dude. I had that shit going. It was amazing.
Yeah,
and it was amazing except for when I had female company over, they would like no closed doors in this house, so door couldn't be closed. So it was just like,
but you're in the basement.
So you would have women in your bedroom.
Several women in my bedroom.
Even time. Yeah, but no. Did you have to do it under the guise of we're going to the basement, or could you say we're going to my room?
That's.
Did you have a common area in your basement?
Okay, so
were you sitting on your bed?
Yeah.
You had a couch.
According to your parents.
So, okay.
Was there a couch option?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there was.
So like
we could quickly scuttle to the couch
yes.
from the bed because it was right next to
so it. So it could be innocent.
No. Absolutely.
It was never innocent.
That basement smelled like 10th grade, repressed, hormones finally.
And Mike's hard lemonade. That's what your dad kept. All of the Mike's hard lemonade.
No, man. We were just, you know, drinking a bunch of Verners watching Scrubs.
What's a Verner?
Come on.
Really? What's a Verner?
It's a ginger ale. For black people.
Oh, like Verner's brand of ginger ale.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think Verner's was?
I don't know.
In the green can with
Yeah, that. Now I get it. But okay. We would just call it ginger ale.
Yeah. We just call it ginger ale.
A Verner?
Yeah, well, a Verner's.
How many?
A Coke.
You got to have girls in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a fear.
Of girls in your bedroom?
I have a fear of going home, like, now with, like, a fiance or someone.
That's what you get hotel.
And, like, my mom putting us in different bedrooms. Like, going home with my wife and her being like, all right, so you can sleep on the couch and your wife can sleep in your... Like, it's completely irrational.
You've got, parents like, two kids and...
Yeah. My parents would not do that. But, like, because it's my house, it was so drilled into, like, that home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have a girl in your room. You can have a girl in the basement. But, like, we're going to be walking down every hour to, like, check on... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That it's drilled into me now that I'm 10 years past.
Yeah, yeah.
If I come home with a girl, like, you stay on your side of the room.
It would be... It was a bit like that because, I mean, my parents would come down. I think what I'm remembering now, actually, is such a... Like, if my parents listen to this, is like, wow, he lied to us for, like, a long time. Which they probably know. Yeah. But
they were young.
What I remember now is actually her and I would get off school around the same time. And in between the
time... Did you go to different schools?
We went to different schools, yeah.
You went to a private school, right?
No, I went to a public school. It's just I met... Wow. The girl that I'm talking about specifically, I met her through Sangha, I want to say. Yeah. That is some things right there.
Wow.
All right, so you got off at about the same time.
But we got off of school at the same time, but no one would be home in between the time that I got off of school and I would go to work. So we would hang out for like, it would be 4 o'clock before I had to go in. So it was like a couple hours or so.
Whoa.
And that's, yeah, it was pretty.
Did you have to hide it from your parents that she was coming over?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. They could not have known about
and
that.
Now they do.
Well, it's not like that. Okay. When we eventually went separate ways, I was really bummed out. And there's probably no way I could be bummed out about someone that I saw as frequently as they, quote unquote, knew about.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that girl you hang out with.
Yeah, she came over once.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And you're like sobbing. Like, she's only been over to the house once. She's been there every day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Those are special times.
Did you guys have girls?
No.
Go on like dates?
No.
With your parents? Like, did you ever do a family? Wow. No, did you ever do a family event and bring your girlfriend along?
No.
Rarely. Rarely have I been dating someone ever.
I did it once, like late in college.
Mm-hmm.
But only once.
It's kind of like you kind of want it because you kind of want like, look, we're both adults.
Yeah. Oh,
sure. And like, it's kind of like
we're gonna sit at the adult table.
Yeah. Like you're used to like. When you were young, your parents would be like, oh, you was Ryan want to come with us to the movies? Like, you'd bring your buddy Ryan. You know what I mean? If you guys were hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your dad, like, your parents would bring him along. And so you kind of want that in the next stage of your life.
Mm-hmm,
it'd be like, does, you know, Janice want to come with us?
Janice.
Thing? I did not date a girl named Janice. So I pulled that name out.
It's a good name.
But, and then you want that. And then you go and it's the worst. It's like, she like the girls always like, yeah, this is gonna be fun, and you're just don't touch me, don't look at me, we don't know each other.
Sitting in the back of the minivan.
Yeah, sitting in the back of the minivan, like your little sister between the two of you in the middle seat. So you guys didn't do this?
No.
You've never gone but you have been in adult relationships, Josh.
Yeah.
Do your parents meet the girls?
Yeah. I mean the one long term relationship I had
in
Ohio, yeah, they knew each other. They knew each other pretty well. And they I think she had gone to one big family thing.
Mm-hmm.
But not Not more than that.
Do you guys take the... So, okay, we talked about parents giving you, like, relationship stuff, like, or their ideas of it. Mm-hmm. Do they comment on the character of whom you're seeing? Like, so Father's Day, does your dad kind of chime in, like...
It's a good one. Or, like, a creepy old man kind of way?
Hey, she's got like a man, Josh.
How old is she?
Does your dad fist bump you?
Like, yeah.
Nice.
No.
We knock boners, but like.
Oh, whoa. No.
I don't know. My parents have only met one of my significant others, and it was.
Who was that guy?
Was it? It was like a terrible experience that you were talking about?
No, it was like high school. Okay. So, like, you know, you hang out for like 6 months where you're just friends, and it's just like, oh. So it was its own thing. I wonder if by the end, it like ended poorly. So I bet by the end they were like your parents just love you, and so like
if they hate everyone else.
If the person you're dating like hurts you in any way, they can go to hell.
Yeah.
But I've never,
because my boy is beautiful.
Yeah. Like, you are upsetting him. You need to leave this house. I have never, but like so since I've been an adult, I would say I've never introduced my parents to a significant other. Huh. But I haven't been, like, in relationships.
Right.
So there's been no one to really introduce them to. Your parents haven't met?
No.
The current? No. Do they know about her?
They do, yeah. Okay. My mom and her have had the conversations over the Facebook.
What?
Yeah, they...
Why?
Well, yeah.
What?
Yeah, they just, you know...
That's because your mom is heavily...
She's a very Facebook-y...
She's into your Facebook.
Yeah, she's into my Facebook. So inevitably, when there's pictures of the, like, the same girl... And I tell my mom about a girl.
Yeah.
She's like, can I meet this girl?
If you were to post pictures of you, like Photoshop pictures of you with like various supermodels, would your mom try to friend those supermodels?
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that. That'd be kind of entertaining.
Dear Miss Kardashian, I hope you're being good to my son.
I would love for my mom to have a conversation with Kim Kardashian.
As your lover?
No. Just like...
Would you?
Would I, like Kim
and Brandon?
I would see her and get like probably annoyed. Mm-hmm. So I probably wouldn't like.
Yeah.
And that music video is ridiculous.
Oh, Bound. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man, that's the best video in the world. So good.
Sometimes I wonder if they're just like still doing that. Like if they weren't doing that for a music video, like that's just what they were doing. Like was sitting frontwards on a motorcycle. Right? Was she behind him or was she in front of him?
She was the handlebars.
She was the handlebars.
Yeah, she was kinda like the handlebars and he was riding it.
What people don't realize is those are like unreleased Instagrams that they just cut together. Just Kanye West had filmed that.
Yeah.
For like the Christmas card, the Kanye Christmas card.
Do you think that's how they drove away at the end of their wedding? She was like straddling the motorcycle backwards.
I hope so.
And he just like got on and drove away and a bunch of cans. On the back. Like bottles of.
Oh, yeah. And like the sun was setting and there was horses.
Just horses running.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I want to get married on a horse, definitely.
You want to get married on like a white horse?
Yeah.
Like an Indian wedding?
Yeah, I'll be like, I'm her horse in shining armor. What?
You'll be
in...
That's not how that phrase goes.
Third glass of wine.
That's true. Third glass of wine and within a show. There it is. So fathers.
What you got on your noodle?
Yeah, what do you think about, Patty?
I'm thinking about... My hatred of purity rings.
Oh.
Because
This is a thing that started up like 2 months ago. I sent you a video that a website that I found. And it was...
This has to do with fathers, though, right?
It's entirely.
Yeah.
Technically, we're still on track.
It is about dating.
I just fear...
It is about your father is your boyfriend.
Nah.
Yeah.
So there's this.
You don't need a boyfriend. You got your dad.
So there's, you know, there's been this long, you know, the Christianity. You wait till you're married to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the Bible somewhere. You know, along with a million other weird rules. But there was this very popular campaign in like the '90s called like True Love Waits, which was kind of like the fresh, like MTV version of like, hey kids, you can hang out, you can have fun, just remember True Love Waits.
Was that the like for prom? It was like you would sign that piece of paper saying you wouldn't have sex on prom. And that's why there was like the increase of
our
like,
school didn't pass that out, right, Josh?
No, that did not happen because everyone was already doing it.
Yeah, right. Like
we were also in this city, and like they're like, come on.
Yeah, but it's very much like a thing, and it was like, you know, a way to get the youth in the church. Like you could, so there's True Love Waits, which kind of led to purity rings, which was like you would wear a purity ring, says you're stay a virgin till you're married.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But like, it was very much like
it's a nonverbal way to communicate that mm-hmm. I have been. Brainwashed.
Like, I am promising myself to the Lord until you replace this purity ring with our wedding ring, mm-hmm. and then I belong to you. So it's already weird.
Like property.
Because we're belonging people to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, which is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But so lately there's kind of like, you know, it's developing the right wing version, like the extremist version, and it's these purity balls. And it's where these 13-year-old girls, they have like a ball, like a, you know, like a bar mitzvah.
I was going to ask.
Yes.
And so it's a coming of age.
It's a coming of age thing for the girls where they swear their purity to their father. And they say, like, it's basically they will not date and that their father is their boyfriend until their father.
Well, is the language, does it say father is my
dad? And you and your dad go on dates.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, there's a video. There's like a pretty investigatory, like half hour piece on ABC
Dateline
or something about purity rings. And the father says, the interviewer asks, like, oh, that was my phone. The interviewer asks, the daughter, the youngest daughter who's getting ready to do this purity ring thing, you know, do you go on dates? And the dad chimes in and says, you don't need a boy. You've got your dad.
You can go on dates with your dad. It's like, you know, you can hang out with your dad. You do not need to call them dates.
Yeah.
That is creepy.
That's creepy.
And it's very much like, so your purity, which I already hate that because what implies purity is.
Right.
So when you're 13, impressionable, you swear your purity to your father and he keeps it. And then he is your boyfriend and you do not even kiss boys until your wedding day, when he approves of the boy who will inherit your purity, you have your first kiss on
ever of your life.
It should
ever
be the first kiss of your life.
Yeah, so with the man you'll spend the rest of your life.
And this ceremony is like all these 13-year-old girls dancing with their dad and doing ballet, and it's creepy.
And then there's the photos, which is what I linked to you, which were engagement photos
of you and your father.
So it was like a dad who had been like a vet or something, and he was in his like dress blues and like a daughter in a dress and like hugging each other in a very, very creepy way.
And it's basically like this, you know, way of controlling women.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And it's like all the dudes they interview, they tell the dude, like the boys don't do the ball, but they get purity rings. And it's like, remember, you're the protector of the house and you are the keeper of your sibling, your sister's purity. And like, you need to protect it. And it really sets up these rules that, like, it goes further where the girls are supposed to be, like, remember, like, women are feminine and they're cleaning and they're mothers. Mm. And the dudes are the warriors and they bring home the money. And it's, like, really, like, fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
And
all of the future husbands have all fallen off the path.
They've all, like, well, I have been compromised.
Yeah, I've been compromised.
Oh, so they don't. So
the guys are just like slaying.
The men are not held to the same standard.
No.
Yeah.
And all the dads are, they're like, oh, were you like a virgin? He's like, no, I had a reckless youth.
Yeah.
And that's why my daughters won't. And it's just like horrible.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
So those guys are obviously fathers of the year. I wonder what their Father's Day cards look like. Like,
oh,
Daddy, thank you so much for being my boyfriend.
Yeah, and you're taking,
I cannot these, wait, like, until our next date.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have a 13-year-old promise you anything. Because they are going to change.
Those,
like,
are such good words.
It's like, hey, baby, you're about to go through, like, a crazy 5 years. I'm going to hold you to an impossible standard. We're going to do a ceremony in front of everyone, you know,
all of your peers.
I'm gonna make you wear a ring that says you're a virgin, then I'm gonna tell you go to hell if you have sex.
Yeah,
and then you're gonna, like, oh, great job, welcome to puberty. It's just like,
to high school.
By the way, what comes next is you wanting and like your body pretty much needing to do the things that you just promised not to do.
Yeah, also, your brother's going to be fucking. They're going to be fucking all the girls.
All the girls.
All the heathens.
All your friends.
All your friends. Oh, and it's just like these girls. She's on the soccer team. And she's like, so you don't date? She's like, of course I don't. I go on dates with my dad, but I don't date. Like, I just don't need to be distracted. And I'm just thinking, like, honestly, dating and, like, meeting other like many women has taught me so much about like what I want, who I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're basically telling these girls like, hey, and when I as your father approve of the right man for you, you will love him forever. And like, that's it.
It's not a far stretch from arranged marriages.
It's pretty close. Because even the dads kind of have to approve of
approve. What's this like approve shit like?
Like the dad goes on like meetings.
Yeah, because they don't the husband, like keep in mind they're not even dating their future husband.
Yeah,
they're having like
the husband sort of chooses
like
them.
Dates, but like you know it's like supervised meetings and like they're not kissing, they're not getting to know each other physically.
Yeah, right.
And like the big thing for me is like, look, if you want to be a virgin your whole life, if you want to have sex only when you're married, if you want to have sex every day with a different person, like I don't care.
Yeah,
who the fuck gets to be like, I'm your dad, you swear it to me, and I decide. Like, that's what drives me nuts, is it should be like, hey, let's have a ceremony where you say you're going to be a teenager, and I say, I love you, I'm your dad, I'll be there no matter what. Like, why are we
that would be so dope.
What? Yeah, like, really
sweet.
I was actually going to bring up, like, we find out about these, like, different sects of people and cultures and we disagree with the way that they're going about their process. What can we do besides like ridicule them and like sort of, I don't know, like it sucks that that's happening, but that's such a good idea. Like, I don't know, we should celebrate way more the things that make you like a human or like rather than shunning them and like you're attracted to this, no, that is not good. It's like, hey, we are all attracted to things all the time. All of us, always.
Yeah.
Even before you realized it. Mm-hmm. And now that you are experiencing it, perhaps you can help us be less cryptic about every single interaction that happens between being attracted to somebody.
Yeah. We shouldn't be having these ceremonies where you have to swear to do something for the rest of your life. Like, it's the worst. It should be just like, if all these dads, like, we just love our daughters, we want what's best for them. Like, it should just be a ceremony where you're like, hey, you're about to enter puberty and it's going to be real weird. Like, I'm going to have a hard time with it. I'm going to hate every boy you talk to, but like, I'm here to hang out.
Let's keep on that. We've got a little bit of a Father's Day episode going on. Guys, she's pregnant.
Right.
What? Who?
Like our if we're it's fathers, our daughters.
Oh, we're in a hypothetical situation where we're fathers.
It's a girl.
Oh, our significant other has a girl.
Our significant other.
Yeah. We're having daughters.
Okay. We're about to have daughters.
We like, got to build this situation a little better.
What are your like immediate thoughts? Because I mean, for a while it's like been trained like, oh no,
really,
right? Yeah, we have been taught forever that like having a baby, you fucked up. Having a daughter, you really fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh,
for sure.
See, I don't want a son. What? I don't know how to. I don't know how to raise a. Come on, I'm not athletic. I can't swim. I don't know how to ride a bike. Not that girls can't swim or ride bikes, but like I'm not gonna play. I'm not gonna play catch with my son. Not that girls can't play catch either. But I'm just saying, stereotypical.
Josh, your ideal child is an iPhone because you can teach him everything.
You can upgrade him.
No, the phone can teach me everything.
You can. Oh jeez.
So you would like a daughter?
I would. I think you, I would. If I was able to choose,
my
I think.
God, are I think you I would not want a just daughter. The jackpot of gentlemen?
I know.
Brandon.
Brandon, you would prefer a son.
I would prefer a son on an absolute surface. Like if you ask me, snap judgment answer. Mm-hmm. My brother has a daughter, and I think it is the most rad shit that he is raising. Probably she's going to be like a hellraiser of a woman. Both her mother and her father are definitely progressive thinkers, like mm-hmm. the opposite lifestyle that you're explaining with purity rings and everything like that. It's going to be empowerment. And not only on the gender front, but as well as she's brown. So she's going to have to deal with that.
Well, she's not even brown. She's like mixed brown.
Mulatto.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that raising a son is actually I'm in a state of transition between it where I say it would be easier to raise a son, mm-hmm. but that's because males have it easier in life as a whole. Mm-hmm. Like they don't fight as many things that they don't want to happen to them as women do.
Yeah.
So your challenge then is to raise a son that is aware of that and will perpetuate the ideals that you have, like treat women this way.
Yeah.
Also, try to be this way.
Yeah. But I knew I was an asshole when I was a kid, and I just don't want to raise me.
Yeah.
Because that sounds horrible.
And that's what you do with boy, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want a little me running around that's acting the way I did when I was like 8.
I kind of want exactly that.
I don't. I want something easier.
Like an iPhone?
Like an iPhone. Can I just have like a Tamagotchi, baby?
So I'm going to get you an iPhone with a pink case on it. Like this will be your daughter. Yeah. I'll get you the new one that comes out.
Oh,
like,
can you?
Because I'm going to. Here's your new baby.
To it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
maybe we'll just get you a pink case.
Just give me a pink case. This is a much cheaper endeavor because I'm just going to buy the phone every year anyway.
Yep. Yeah.
Patty, what do you want to... What kind of baby do you want? At this point, I want a girl. Brandon wants a boy. So you
want
both.
I want a lot of kids. I don't want to have children.
Uh-huh, but you just... You
I want to like adopt a bunch of kids.
Oh, you want to adopt them.
Like,
me too.
Like a baseball team's worth.
Oh, hey, wait a second.
15 or 18
kids. We touched on this outside of the podcast. You were also mentioning that like... We were mentioning monogamy is a bit of bullshit, and we should
like a bunch of 20-something dudes who somehow stumbled on monogamy being bullshit.
I think I think that there's merit in that idea, though. I've had many 3 a.m. conversations about how like I want to be on a team, like I want to. Like my ideal scenario is seriously raising like way more kids than thought to be possible, mm-hmm. but through the
multiple women
through no not multiple multiple people
multiple
just like
people
yeah exactly like yeah. What is this like singular house shit like it
you
sucks.
Want a village of children
yes yeah, I want to join Pat's village like he's raising like 14 kids like dude no, let me in and let me fuck with some of those girls and then like we can roll with this.
There's something to be said for that like I don't want to say culty lifestyle but like new age, like it takes a village where like there's like a million kids and everyone's kind of raising them and it's like
yeah. But is that new agey? I mean it seems like that's just the way it used to be, you know, like mm-hmm. I'm sure when you, in your like religious family household, you wasn't just your parents. You would go to like a family friend's house, right?
Maybe. Sometimes.
Okay.
Not really. We were pretty isolated.
Pretty isolated. Mm.
I think there is something to be said for that. Like we have this thing where it's like you get married, you move away from everyone into your own space. Mm-hmm. You have a bunch of kids. You're terrified of them getting hurt. So it's like, let's assume if we keep them in this house for 18 years, they will be good people. And I think there is like an interesting thing where it's like you find families who travel or like kids who have these crazy experiences, I think mm-hmm. is really valuable.
Yes.
Because I feel like how much do I learn every time I meet someone new or do something new? And yes. A lot of times we have kids and we're like, we love our kids so much. They're going to karate class, but don't talk to those other kids. Those other kids are bad. Yeah. Like
The people that I have met, I have found that the more non-traditional background mm-hmm. that they come from, the more balanced of a person they are.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, single children, fuck's going on here?
What? Josh? Care to elaborate?
Carolina.
What's wrong with single children?
Well, no, no, there's nothing. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm a great kid. I mean, I was a horrible. I was an asshole.
You're just explaining.
I was an asshole, but yeah. I'm well adjusted. No, mostly.
You're very well adjusted. Well, what I'm saying is like that recipe doesn't necessarily create great people.
Well, I wonder. I wonder too. Being in LA, like seeing kids get raised in LA, because I live in kind of like a suburban neighborhood. It's like when we were growing up. We were like, there's a bunch of kids in my neighborhood my age, and it would be like 9 a.m., kick you out of the house, and you would meet up with these other kids, and you would like run from backyard to backyard until lunch when you'd eat lunch, and you'd go back out, and you run from backyard to backyard. Yeah. You play street hockey. Like, cars would go like 5 miles per hour because there was kids running across, and then you'd go to sleep. And it was very much like, you didn't know whose house you're going to end up at for lunch, or like who was going to show up, who was going to have like cousins in town for the summer, and then you'd meet their cousins. Yeah. And I look around LA and I'm like, the closest these kids to that is like, these kids get is the farmer's market. It's like when their parents take them to the farmer's market, because like you can't play in the streets.
Yeah.
Where kids like, we were raised, I guess you're right, because I remember like all of the parents in my neighborhood, there was like at least 4 or 5 houses where we could go to any, we would just ring their doorbell, be like, can so-and-so come out and play?
Yeah.
And then you just like,
And you'd then be in it was on.
Yeah. And it was a community. It was like a constant mess of kids everywhere.
And let one of those parents say, no, Joe can't come out and play. He's like, the fuck?
Yeah.
What do you think like, this is? This and is that was Saturday. Like,
and Joe was crying because Joe broke a vase.
Yeah.
And then Joe would join you by 2 because his mom would be like, Joe, you are so annoying. In this I need you to get out. You're terrible.
Also noting that Joe is a boy in this scenario and he sucks.
Joe does suck.
So.
I met a Joe that was a girl.
You get married, Joe?
Josephine.
Joanne.
Josephine.
Joey.
Joby.
Just. What was it last? Janice?
Janice. You guys don't know Janices? I knew a couple of Janices.
You know Janice.
Or you only know Janice.
Janice. But it's J apostrophe. It's just a
different way of saying Janice.
Yeah.
No, I grew up with a Janice.
Yeah? Cool. Is she working in human resources now? Because that's the kind of name.
I also worked with a Janice at Whole Foods. She's the best.
Tell me about Janice at Whole Foods. She sounds gray hair.
Yes.
No, it was glasses? It was dyed brown, no glasses. She had been like a hellraiser of a woman until her 30s, like a club singer, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like
she
and now she's working at Whole Foods. She hates her husband, but like she's got kids who are like all kind of like troublemakers, but she was awesome. I loved talking to her. She would just complain about her kids, but like you know on the weekend she would want to go home and just smoke weed. And like, would definitely be smoking with, like, just crazy and like.
So not a great parent.
I think she was her daughter was super nice. Her daughter was great. Like, she was a good parent, but you know, she like probably the first 5 years she was not prepared to be able to take care of her kids. I don't know. I can't read into her life, but I thought she was great, and she was. I think she was a good parent because she did all of the shit her kids did, but she would admit to having done it. You know what I mean? Like, all our parents were kind of troublemakers and stuff to an extent. But Janice was like, I know you're smoking weed. Like, because I used to do this all the time. You know what I mean? She would call her son out immediately and, like, not hide it.
That is so good because I don't think that I actually got that treatment. I got, like, my parents found my pot when I took it home once. And it was just the shittiest experience ever because they were livid over it.
And but you know your dad was smoking pot in the 70s, or your parents were smoking pot in the 70s. Well,
your dad was a roller skating king.
Yeah.
He was smoking pot.
Yeah. My mom says she never hardly touched anything ever. And it's like, why? If that's true, why not?
Mom, do you want to smoke weed?
I let it be heard here.
You would smoke weed with your mom?
I want to. Like, if there wasn't this huge external stigma attached to it, it would probably be a way different. It'd be like eating cookies or something. But because of, it's all but legal. Like, mom, dad, it's Father's Day. Come on, man.
Let's smoke a spliff.
Let's call it.
Smoke a spliff?
I mean,
smoke a spliff.
Congratulations on your 50 years of Alcoholics Anonymous, which would make him an alcoholic at 8.
Yeah.
Wait. No, he's he got like he got the thing.
What's the thing?
Chip?
Chip? Chip. Like 30-year like chip?
Year? Got 20 the 20-year chip, dude.
20-year chip.
It's a good chip. It's a great chip. You don't want to smoke. You don't want to smoke.
It's a really potato bad. Chip.
Well, okay. He ate it. So sobriety means whatever the hell it means when whoever wrote, like,
When the dude who did a bunch of acid, and because he believes acid is a great way to cure addiction, which maybe it is, yeah. The guy, the Bill dude, whoever did Alcoholics Anonymous, yeah, the creator.
Really?
He did a ton of acid. He was really into LSD as a way to treat addiction, which they've looked into, and it is a good way to treat addiction, but like...
Yeah. Then other things happen. there are other consequences.
20 years, wow.
Yeah, it was... So much better when he
was drinking.
Both.
How old were you when he stopped drinking?
About, I was eight. Not quite a preteen. Yeah, about 8 or 9.
Okay.
When he quit. So there was definitely the like, whoa, dad's like irritable or something.
Like, so it was like a thing. It was like a public thing. Like, I'm quitting alcohol.
It wasn't public like, in the sense of
when he had to.
The family like understood that, yeah, and he had to. Like,
yeah, it's part of the step.
Yeah,
it's one
like,
of the steps.
Basically, yeah. It's like this is detrimental to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's great. I think a lot of it had to do with my mom wanting him to do it, which was one of those like, I'm going to do this, please. You asked me about quitting smoking.
Yeah,
that is something. That would get me to quit is if I needed to.
Like a lady told you to. That
it's
you
not
were,
just not like not a lady, but like, a lady. Like
you're
like,
in a relationship.
He's got two kids at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
He moved her from Detroit to Ohio. Like,
yeah.
Like, girl, I'm trying to get my DeVry on. Like, let's do this for real.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my...
But you would still smoke weed with your parents?
I need to.
You need to?
I need them to understand.
Why?
I need them to understand my point of view.
Oh, and do you think smoking a joint with you is going to help you?
I think.
Or a bong?
What would they want you to do with them in return?
Go to church.
My mom would love me to call and say, I joined a church.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Met a nice girl at church.
We will smoke weed with you if you marry the pastor's daughter.
So I'm going to... Okay, listen. Pat, you ask your dad to hang out with our two dads in Columbus. I'm gonna ask my mom
to smoke some weed.
To smoke some weed. And we will reconvene and give the answers.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to go well either way.
No.
And she would actually probably be pretty upset.
Yeah, she would be very upset with you.
Do they know you smoke weed?
They do know. Nah, they do.
They caught you. You didn't say like I don't. Not mine. Ever do it again.
They caught me, and I immediately sold my friend out of the bus. I still feel bad about it. But at that point, like when you're so like fearful,
how old were you? 25.
Like 18.
Okay. All right.
18.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, I am sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Really,
about Tommy.
Okay, so you get in trouble. You get in trouble, and at some point you're just like, I can't, like, there's no more lies to weave because I will get confused and get in more trouble.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to answer every question to the fullest extent. I don't care
right.
who I need to protect at this point. I just want them to stop yelling. Who gave it to you? Like, well, you know, you can't, you just, who gave it to you? Like, no one gives pot. You have to, like, bought it. Yeah. So, who did this? Who did that?
Who, like, who forced you to take this weed?
Exactly. Like,
well, I did when I asked for it.
Pot is great. So.
And I think you're missing this here. I chose to do this, and I love it.
My dad did ask me if I wanted to get butt fucked.
What?
He asked.
Them. Is that?
Oh, like in prison?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he said.
That's I thought where maybe you're that headed. Was like.
See, I.
I thought that was like a Tuesday. He just walked up to you. Like, nigga, butt fuck.
And then he put his hands over my.
See, I understand the fear though that like the parental fear of weed is maybe nowadays especially it's less like you smoking weed. It's more like. You're 18. You're caught with marijuana. If you have a certain amount of marijuana, like you're going. Prison. There's mandatory sentences, especially in Ohio.
And
like felonies, and you're black.
How many black people with weed are in fucking jail?
Right.
What the fuck?
And like that, I get. If I live in California, if it's like if I had kids that were smoking weed, it'd be like, are you 18? Can you like legally get it and smoke weed? But like, if it is still illegal. Yes, federally. But
federally is still illegal, and you still have to, you know, as much as the card is bullshit, you still have to get permission.
Right.
But it is bullshit. You can spend $45 and go to some guy in Venice Beach and say, can I get a card to
and it's
buy
like,
weed?
It's like, yeah, you're not, like, if there's your kid is smoking weed in your house, you know what I mean? And in California, it's its own thing. But, like, in Ohio, it's like, how much weed do you have? You're 18, you can go to felon. Like, you're ruining your future for the possession of drugs.
Yeah.
If you were, like, you're 21 and drinking alcohol, it's like, it's kind of its own,
but it's legal.
It's legal.
I can, at 21, I can go to any corner liquor store and buy alcohol in Ohio.
I guess if you're 19 in your basement and you're like drinking your parents' alcohol, they're not going to be nearly as pissed because you're not going to get a felony. You're not going to go to prison. Mm-hmm. But if you have weed, I get it. Like, that's why they're so scared. It's less like you're going to become a drug addict.
Yeah, it's
and more like you're going to.
It's be more. A statistic. They also understand that the life that you're living in. It's kind of like it's good that you explained understanding it because what they understand as well is like this life isn't fair. If my kid is caught with a fucking bowl, he's going to get thrown away, and that's so shitty. But he needs to like he or she needs to like realize that like. This small deal is a big deal to other people, and I can't do anything to stop them from throwing that shit at you.
Yeah, and it's like, I can't... Yeah, they can't do anything except have you not smoke weed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Which, unfortunately, at 18, is going to be like, well, I'm going to smoke more fucking weed.
Yeah. I didn't have a very good response to it, but I am... I am
You learn at, like, 22 to realize, like...
Hide it better and...
Well, hide it better, but you learn at 22, like, no, your parents are kind of right about that. Mm-hmm. Like, you probably shouldn't have had it at 18.
Right.
You know, for various number of reasons.
Right. I shouldn't have had, if you have it, smoke it and then go do stuff.
Yeah.
Don't have it on you in a car because if we get pulled over, they're going to, like, search a car. Whose bag is this? It's the person who's, like, college ID.
Yeah.
Who's like, okay, this college ID was in the same bag as the pot is.
Yeah.
Could you please come over here and be in jail for a while? Thank you.
Yeah.
Would have been a bummer.
It would have been a bummer. You've been a hardened prisoner getting butt fucked.
On that note, I think we need a positive. We need a positive spin.
I'm
gonna, Josh. I know you'll get annoyed by this section at some point, but you might come around to it.
Uh huh.
I'd like to. This is a posy moment.
Is that like HIV positive moment?
You made the same joke last time.
Josh Cole.
So this is HIV posy. Things are going
to... I listen to way too much Dan Savage, man.
Tag HIV. Tag HIV posy moment.
HIV.
Just put... Since we published this podcast on the internet... Just say something.
But there's no
just
positive
say
on the internet.
Something fucking positive.
No, so I like this. I like this positive.
There's like it doesn't have to be in, like
there's
no, some, there should be positivity on the internet.
There should be.
It is a hole of hatred.
It is. It is a cesspool of the worst things.
There are two people on the internet. There are people saying first and on YouTube comments and people calling that guy a faggot in the next YouTube comment.
Yeah.
That is all the world is.
Yeah.
I've actually started, I don't know what it is, but when I'm looking at content online, this is sick. This is bad, actually. Like, I look for the fuck. Like, I look for the shitty person. Like, I look at a video, I'm trying to think of an example, like,
random YouTube.
No, not random YouTube. It'll be like this McDonald's driver like fucked up someone coming through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wonder if they're brown. Oh, sure are.
Yeah.
Sure. Everyone in this video is brown.
Yeah.
Let's look at the comments. Like and I'll do it just to like it's almost like a reassurance thing to like, am I making it up? Am I making up the like that people feel this way about people of a certain color or yeah. status or whatever. And it's bad because I do like, I look for it. And, yeah. I'll, and of course, if you look for something,
yeah, you're gonna like find that. You'll find that, it. That's yeah. that is one of my favorite things about SoundCloud. If I don't look at the comments often, but when you do, every comment's positive. Everyone's like, "This is the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life."
You're absolutely right.
There's
about
never
that.
Somebody like, "This song kind of sucks." That. No one's yeah. ever like, "This song."
Pat, do
sucks.
You SoundCloud at all?
No.
You want to get your posse music on?
Yeah.
People just like yeah, what so happens happy. During a song is someone like
it's every, oh, it's because it like pops up.
Yeah,
as the song is going to leave it. During the, yeah.
Yeah, and it's always like, and this made me feel so great.
It's all like, of the feels. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There are so many comments that are just like, like a few A's and about yeah. eight H's and exclamation points.
Yeah, it is the most positive place on the internet.
So, let's yeah. give our podcast a SoundCloud moment.
Oh. And just say sponsored by SoundCloud?
Say something nice. Say something
we
nice. I'd love to be.
That'd be incredible.
No, today's sponsor is Boggle. Thank you, Boggle, Bonkle. For giving me your $8 goodness.
Oh, it's $8 wine.
I knew we were
good stuff.
Out fancy. So a moment of positivity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going camping this weekend. That'll be fun and positive. Being out in the world and. In like the real world, like in mm-hmm. just like nature and see some things and
yeah,
that's gonna be exciting.
Are you going to take your phone?
I'm going to take my phone.
I mean, of course, take it.
I'm going to take it, but I don't intend on using it.
Pictures, maybe?
No, I rented a camera for pictures. But I'm going to take the phone because you know you never know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If there's a scenario where you yeah. need it, but yeah, I'm not. I'm going. Usually when I go on vacation.
Actively not use it.
Yeah, usually when I go on vacation, I kind of just shut it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Like, it's there when I need GPS, mm-hmm. but it doesn't get used for, mm-hmm. like, texting people.
You're not checking Instagram.
Yeah, I'm not checking Instagram. If I'm out to dinner with someone and they go to the restroom and I'm on vacation, I'm not, like, whipping out my phone to see what's happening on Twitter. Like, that can wait a couple of days.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, so that'll be me, because we're leaving early Friday morning-ish, mm-hmm. maybe. We're leaving Friday, and we'll be back sometime Sunday. So, like, anything that happens over the weekend can wait till Monday. Yeah. There's nothing I can do about it, you know? Like,
yeah. Josh's positive moment is a weekend, so.
No, it's great. Being in the world.
No, I really, like, no, that's...
I'm going to go to sleep on the ground.
As connected as we are to our screens.
Yeah.
That's really fucking good. Good
yeah, because I'm going to leave my daughter behind. My iPhone daughter for a few days.
Yeah.
She'll manage.
For sure.
She'll figure it out. Patty?
Oh, I'm thinking.
Got a positive moment.
What's your positive thing, Brandon? This is
I love this section though.
It's Father's Day. So
mm-hmm.
my posi moment is kind of an extension of what we've already kind of talked about is like he was right about so many things.
So many things.
And I feel, especially this year with a lot of things changing, or just being more mature in general, mm-hmm. is like, I did not realize too late that I can appreciate my parents,
mm-hmm.
and they will be able to reciprocate it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like a, you know, deathbed thing, like, I wish you could have been there for me to realize it. Like, they see me digesting the lessons that they were trying to teach so long ago.
Yeah.
And it's cool to live in that.
Well, now you're starting to get into, like, the world where you're having adult relationships with your parents. They're not just mm-hmm. your parents.
We're peers.
But they're like adults, yeah.
Right.
And you're dealing with more or less the same things.
Yes.
Same bills. Same yeah. life, really. Mm-hmm. You know, you're on the same level.
Absolutely. So
yeah, I have that same thing with my dad now. Like, I can just call my dad about like car stuff. I don't know cars that well. I can call my dad about car stuff, and like we can talk about it in a way that's not like I'm just like this like a child. I don't feel like a child. Like, no,
right.
I just feel like no, I have this issue with the car. What's going on with the car? Yeah.
I really like when they ask, well, what do you think? And it's like,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm remembering. I have to call my dad for Father's Day. And it's 9:15 on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Let's call each other's dads.
Oh.
At 10 at night.
Yeah.
On the East Coast. But yeah, that's my positive moment. Scott? Is that the
that's a good moment.
Ah, for sure, man. Posy moment.
Posy moms.
You got one, Pete? Yeah. You don't have one.
I mean, no. My brother just turned in his dissertation or his thesis or
Fuck
whatever.
Fuck yes.
And this is interesting because I feel like because we're in LA or California in creative industries, it just seems like you're never getting anywhere. And my brother's kind of proof of like, well, he went to school. He did what he wanted to do. He studied what he wanted to do. He went to more school. He kept studying. He was good at it. He really loved it. And now he's getting his dream job. And I'm kind of just like, there's something to be said for like, he worked really hard.
Yeah.
He did what he wanted. He has never, you know, he's it's just kind of paying off in yeah. terms of like, he's good at it. He did the necessary things and mm-hmm. it worked. And there's something to be said for like, my brother has his dream job. He's being compensated well for it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He gets to, it's like he's doing what he wanted to do when he was a kid.
Right.
And so many of like, especially in this industry, is like people like making compromises or getting close, but not really making it.
Yes.
And for him, it's like in a month and a half, he will be doing what he always wanted to do. Yeah. And I think it's just nice to see things kind of like work out in that respect.
We are surrounded by ultimate compromises or mm-hmm. like at least just looking at your like Facebook feed or just mm-hmm. any like wherever you get information from, you hear so much of the, well, I wanted to do this, but mm-hmm. I'm stuck doing this. And that stuckness is enormous. Like,
yeah.
It's like whatever reason you can't do it. So, dude, kudos to your brother.
My brother. Hey, brother.
I don't know him, but I'm proud of him. I do this whenever I meet somebody and they tell me, well, I graduated. Like, whenever they graduated, I say, it's a big deal. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because school is a weird place in our country or right. like in our time. But you wanted something out of it. Hopefully you're getting what you wanted out of it.
Yes.
But you finished something that you started that's pretty hard to finish by the time you get to the end of it.
Yes. Yeah. No, it worked out for him. And not even in like a lucky way. It's like not like, oh, he's so lucky. It's like, no.
Perseverance.
He worked like really hard he did undergrad and grad school. He's getting his doctorate. Like he worked really, really hard.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's paying off as it should. I'm happy to see like, oh, this is how it's supposed to work. Oh, it worked. Good for him.
Yeah.
Dr. Moldy Burger. You did good.
Yeah.
With that, we'll
Are we signing off?
Signing off.
We'll wrap this up.
Let's see.
Well, guys, thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
Yeah.
Patrick, I'm glad that you drank a little bit of my wine and
I did drink some of your wine.
Spread the love.
I'm not going to drink more because I'm still hungover from yesterday. But
yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
Thank you for having me. You guys are the best.
Oh,
best
shucks.
Podcast I've ever been on.
That's the only podcast I've
ever. No, I was on This American Life.
You were not on This American
Life. Were you? That's fucking odd. Okay.
I was a...
Were you imitating Ira Glass?
I was a David Sedaris.
Oh. yeah.